Hey everyone, Lazlo Montgomery here with a nice new Chinese saying for you at the podcast show that has stayed true to its name since 2016, the Chinese Sayings Podcast. And since 2023, at least, it's also available on the very same podcast RSS feed where you can find the China History Podcast. Today's Chengyu is one of those that deals with the feelings of respect a student has for their teacher. And, well, while the story isn't the same, it sort of reminded me of that scene near the end of Zhang Yimou's 1999 film, The Road Home, Wo de Fu Qin Mu Qin. Every time I see that movie, I have to keep a box of tissues close by for that tearjerker of an ending. So this is a much different story with a different ending, but there's some similarity in the emotional feelings of reverence some of us feel or have felt for teachers who meant a lot to us. Cheng men li xue. Let's pick it apart and see what it literally says. Cheng, has a whole bunch of meanings, but in this Chengyu, it's the surname of two of the characters. Men is a door, entrance, or gate. Li means to stand, and xue means the snow. Cheng's door stands snow. Yeah, on the face of it, these four characters aren't terribly helpful in revealing the meaning, so you know what that means. We'll have to tell the story behind these four syllables, and then everything will be as clear as rain. Like more than a few past sayings featured on this podcast show, this one comes to us direct from the Book of Song, the Song Shu, that was compiled during the succeeding Yuan Dynasty. And it stars the northern Song philosopher, literary figure, and upright official, Yang Shi. Now, besides his service to the government, Yang Shi is also remembered as a student of the renowned brothers Cheng Hao and Cheng Yi, and together with You Zuo, Liu Dalin, and Xie Liang Zuo, he was known as one of the four major disciples of the Chengs, the Chengmen Si Da Di Zi. Cheng Hao and Cheng Yi, the Cheng brothers, were two of the five founders of Neo-Confucianism in the Song, and they were both extremely revered for their contributions to this Song Xue, as it came to be known in Chinese, Song Studies. They didn't call it Neo-Confucianism. Come to think of it, they didn't even call Confucianism Confucianism. I spoke at length about the Cheng brothers in the History of Chinese Philosophy series, some of you may recall. So, Yang Shi was this remarkable scholar and writer of prose who, like a few of the greatest scholar literati throughout Chinese history, exhibited so much talent at an early age. And as he grew older, he threw himself even more wholeheartedly into the study of history and philosophy. Then in 1076, at only 23 years of age, during the time of Song Emperor Shenzong, he placed first in the Imperial Civil Service examinations, earning his Jinshi degree. This was highly unusual and quite a remarkable achievement, as most aspirants to the civil bureaucracy didn't earn a Jinshi degree till well into their 30s and 40s. It was by far the most difficult degree to obtain, but if you passed, and especially if your score ranked near the top, you were guaranteed a nice future and a plum position in government. After obtaining his Jinshi degree, Yang Shi could have had his pick of any official position, but rather than take advantage of the situation he found himself in, he turned down all the offers and chose to stay where he was and continue to further his learning. He traveled to Luoyang in Henan province, where the famous Neo-Confucian scholar Cheng Hao lived. Cheng Hao agreed to take on Yang Shi as a student, and the two of them lived together as student and teacher in the greatest of harmony until 1081, when Yang Shi took his leave of Cheng Hao and returned to the south of China. As Cheng Hao watched his protege depart, he remarked contentedly to himself, "Now I feel sure that my ideas will spread even to the far south." 4 years later, in 1085, Yang Shi received word of Cheng Hao's death. This, of course, was devastating news, and to honor his revered teacher, despite their lack of actual kinship, he set up an ancestral shrine for Cheng Hao in his own family home. And later on, when Yang Shi was about 40 years old, He decided to pursue further education and went to seek out a master with an equal reputation to his former teacher. The natural choice was, of course, Cheng Hao's younger brother, Cheng Yi. Brothers they were, but Cheng Hao and Cheng Yi had one profound and fundamental difference in their Confucian thought, and it revolved around their interpretation of the Confucian concept of Li and Qi, which could be translated as principle and vital energy, respectively. Cheng Hao, he believed in the innate goodness of human nature, but younger brother Cheng Yi, he believed human nature was a dichotomy of good and evil, and he emphasized the importance of cultivating one's moral character to overcome all these innate tendencies we all come preloaded with that leads us towards wrongdoing. Anyway, Yang Shi and his traveling companion, who also sought out Cheng Yi as his teacher, made that long journey north to Hunan province to that most ancient and consequential city of Luoyang. And in the dead of winter, with a heavy snow falling, they finally made it to Cheng Yi's front gate. Just as they were about to announce themselves, they quickly learned that Cheng Yi, right at that time, happened to be taking an afternoon siesta. And not wanting to disturb the master's rest, Yang Shi and his friend stood as still as statues outside his door, where the snow was continuing to fall thick and fast. And there they waited patiently. By the time Cheng Yi awoke, a foot of snow had gathered, and when he opened the door and saw these two would-be students standing quietly outside, covered head to toe in snow, he quickly invited them inside and welcomed them. And this story from the Book of Song is often trotted out whenever one wants to point to someone's dedication to scholarship and for the respect a student has for their master or teacher. The essence of that respect is manifested in this four-character saying, Cheng Men Li Xue, standing in the snow outside Master Cheng's door. This is a Cheng Yu that describes someone dedicated to the pursuit of scholarship and who is extremely respectful and reverential of their teachers. Just like that ending in the Zhang Yimou film, the son thought, who's going to honor his mother's demand that his father, a school teacher for his whole life, who taught in a small village in rural Shanxi, receive a traditional burial? The son didn't think anyone would bother to show up to help carry his father's coffin all the way home from the city where he had died back to his village. But in the end, hundreds of his former students, upon hearing the news of their teacher's passing, came from all over the country to show their respect for their teacher. In a way, you could say they all came to Cheng Men Li Xue. Cheng Men Li Xue, the great scholar literatus Yang Shi, rather than disturb the rest of this revered and celebrated Neo-Confucian philosopher teacher Cheng Yi, elected to stand before his door in the cold, covered in snow, until his teacher awoke from his afternoon rest. Some of us might not have much use for this Cheng Yu, but for those who are perhaps in academia or who went through school and remember some of the people who educated them, we can recall this story of Yang Shi and how he, Cheng Men Li Xue, rather than disturb his teacher's afternoon slumber. So, Cheng Men Li Xue, remember that one when you need a phrase to describe the reverence and respect either yourself or someone else exhibits for a teacher. I've had a few myself whose doors I'd gladly stand before in the falling snow rather than disturb or inconvenience them. And that's going to be it, my fine friends. Emma had a nice pleasant rest over the Spring Festival holiday. The Year of the Dragon is now officially off and flying. All the staff and administrators at the Chengyu Yanjiu Zhongxin are working on this season's lineup under Emma's capable leadership. This is Laszlo Montgomery signing off from Los Angeles, California. Do think about coming back again next time for another exciting episode of the Chinese Sayings Podcast.